Last Warsaw Ghetto Uprising Fighter Simha Rodem Dies at 94. By Breitbart Jerusalem on December 23, 2018. Jerusalem, AP, Simha Rodem, an Israeli Holocaust survivor who was among the last known Jewish fighters from the 1943 Warsaw Ghetto Uprising against the Nazis, has died. He was 94. Rodem, pictured, who went by the underground nickname Kazhik, took part in the single greatest act of Jewish resistance during the Holocaust. Though guaranteed to fail, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising symbolized a refusal to succumb to Nazi atrocities and inspired other resistance campaigns by Jews and non-Jews alike. Rodem, who passed away Saturday after a long illness, helped save the last survivors of the uprising by smuggling them out of the burning ghetto through sewage tunnels. The Jewish fighters fought for nearly a month, fortifying themselves in bunkers and managing to kill 16 Nazis and wound nearly 100. This is a loss of a special character since Kazhik was a real fighter, in the true sense of the word, said Avner Shalev, chairman of the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. The challenge for all of us now is to continue giving meaning to remembrance without exemplary figures like Kazhik. Rodem was born in 1924 in Warsaw, at a time when its vibrant Jewish community made up a third of the city's population. After World War II broke out, he was wounded in a German bombing campaign that destroyed his family home. His brother and five other close relatives were killed. Shortly after, the city's Jews were herded into the infamous ghetto. The ghetto initially held some 380,000 Jews who were cramped into tight living spaces, and at its peak housed about a half million. Life in the ghetto included random raids, confiscations and abductions by Nazi soldiers. Disease and starvation were rampant, and bodies often appeared on the streets. The resistance movement began to grow after the deportation of July 22, 1942, when 265,000 men, women and children were rounded up and later killed at the Treblinka death camp. As word of the Nazi genocide spread, those who remained behind no longer believed German promises that they would be sent to forced labor camps. A small group of rebels began to spread calls for resistance, carrying out isolated acts of sabotage and attacks. Some Jews began defying German orders to report for deportation. The Nazis entered the ghetto on April 19, 1943, the eve of the Passover holiday. 3 days later, the Nazis set the ghetto ablaze, turning it into a fiery death trap, but the Jewish fighters kept up their struggle for nearly a month before they were brutally vanquished. The Nazis and their collaborators ultimately killed 6 million Jews before the Allies' victory in World War II brought an end to the Holocaust. After the war, Rodem immigrated to pre-state Israel and fought in its War of Independence. He was later an active speaker and member of the Yad Vashem committee responsible for selecting the righteous among the nations, non-Jews who risked their lives to save Jews during the Holocaust. In 2013, on the revolt's 70th anniversary, he was honored by Poland for his role in the war. Kazhik fought the Nazis, saved Jews, immigrated to Israel after the Holocaust, and told the story of his heroism to thousands of Israelis, said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His story and the story of the uprising will forever be with our people. Rodem is survived by his two children and five grandchildren. With his passing, there is only a single known remaining Warsaw Ghetto Uprising survivor left in Israel, 89-year-old Eliza Vitas Shomron. Her main task had been distributing leaflets in the ghetto before she was ordered to escape and tell the world of the Jews' heroic battle.